186. O thou who art firm in the covenant, three consecutive letters have been received from thee. From their contents, it became known that in Cleveland the hearts are afflicted by the murky breaths of the covenant breakers, and harmony hath decreased among the friends. Gracious God, 100 times it hath been foretold that the violators are lying in ambush, and by every means desire to cause dissension among the friends, so that this dissension may end in violation of the covenant. How is it that, notwithstanding this warning, the friends have neglected this explicit statement? The point at issue is clear, direct, and of utmost brevity. Either Baha'u'llah was wise, omniscient, and aware of what would ensue, or was ignorant and in error. He entered, by his supreme pen, into such a firm covenant and testament with all the Baha'is, first with the Ahzan, the Afnan, and his kindred, and commanded them to obey and turn toward him. By his supreme pen, he hath explicitly declared that the object of the following verse of the Kitab-e Aqdas is the most great branch. When the ocean of my presence hath ebbed, and the book of my revelation is ended, turn your faces toward him whom God hath purposed, who hath branched from this ancient root. Its meaning, briefly, is this, that after my ascension, it is incumbent upon the Ahzan, the Afnan, and the kindred, and all the friends of God, to turn their faces to him who hath branched from the ancient root. He also plainly saith in the Kitab-e Aqdas, O ye people of the world, when the mystic dove will have winged its flight from its sanctuary of praise and sought its far-off goal, its hidden habitation, refer ye whatsoever ye understand not in the book to him who hath branched from this mighty stock. Addressing all the people of the world, he saith, when the mystic dove flieth away from the orchard of praise to the most supreme and invisible station, that is, when the blessed beauty turneth away from the contingent world towards the invisible realm, refer whatever ye do not understand in the book to him who hath branched from the ancient root. That is, whatever he saith is the very truth. And in the Book of the Covenant he explicitly saith that the object of this verse, who hath branched from this ancient root, is the most mighty branch. And he commandeth all the Ahzan, the Afnan, the kindred, and the Baha'is to turn toward him. Now, either one must say that the Blessed Beauty hath made a mistake, or he must be obeyed. Abdu'l-Bahá hath no command for the people to obey, save the diffusion of the fragrances of God, the exaltation of his word, the promulgation of the oneness of the world of humanity, the establishment of universal peace, and other of the commands of God. These are divine commands, and have nothing to do with Abdu'l-Bahá. Whoever wisheth may accept them, and anyone who rejecteth them may do as he pleaseth. Now some of the mischief-makers, with many stratagems, are seeking leadership, and in order to reach this position they instill doubts among the friends that they may cause differences, and that these differences may result in their drawing a party to themselves. But the friends of God must be awake, and must know that the scattering of these doubts hath as its motive personal desires and the achievement of leadership. Do not disrupt Baha'i unity, and know that this unity cannot be maintained save through faith in the covenant of God. Thou hast the desire to travel that thou mayst spread the fragrances of God. This is highly suitable. Assuredly, divine confirmations will assist thee, and the power of the covenant and testament will secure for thee triumph and victory.